Shane Hill, KGGF Sports, and we're talking with LeBec County High School basketball player Caton O'Brien, who just got named to the KBCA All-Star Game. And Caton, thanks so much for taking some time and talking to us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. And this has been a pretty crazy couple weeks for you. You were named third team All-State a couple weeks ago. Now you're heading to the KBCA All-Star Game. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind, I'm sure. Have some of these accomplishments started to kind of sink in for you yet, or is it still pretty surreal?
The KBCA All-Star Game is very surreal, but also so exciting. All of it's also exciting and shocking, honestly.
I'm sure it is. And I mean, you know, being able to have that opportunity, that that platform to, you know, go to Salina and play with some of the best players in the state. I mean, that's what a high school basketball player dreams of. So I'm sure it's a pretty unique opportunity for you and a pretty cool way to end your senior year.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. I'm really thrilled to be a part of that.
So speaking of your senior year, it was an incredible season for you and LeBec, and you won the sub-state title, advanced to the state tournament. What were some of your favorite moments from your senior season?
My favorite moment was definitely winning sub-state. That was awesome. The fans were amazing. The gym was absolutely packed and the loudest I've ever heard it. And my teammates were all there. It was just a really fun, awesome moment to share with my team.
Now, I know this may come across as a little cliche, but I know that, you know, you talk about when your senior season, your last handful of games, you're always kind of looking for that storybook ending, that kind of, you know, going out on top and having that kind of, like, you know, fulfillment when you end your high school career, your college career, whatever it may be. Do you feel like you got that kind of storybook ending with that sub-state championship?
Absolutely. It was the goal all season, honestly, was to win sub-state and go to state, and we achieved that, and it was awesome. I felt very satisfied with everything, honestly.
Fantastic. You impacted the team in a variety of ways. You led the team in points, assists, and steals. How have you worked over your high school career to become an all-around player that can impact the game on both sides of the ball?
I have definitely played a lot of travel ball for years, which has benefited me a lot. And then also just like creating a bond with your teammates outside of the sport as well. So you're just thinking alike and just playing together more if you're friends with them outside of the sport too.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something that I think is very important and not talked about enough, is obviously you don't have to be best friends with everybody on the court, but you can definitely see a difference between a team where that, you know, they like each other and they're friends off the court, and a team that maybe don't hang out as much off the court. I think that goes a long way, and it's interesting to hear you say how close you've been with your teammates, because I think that obviously translates to being on the same page and having, you know, the type of team chemistry that can win big games like that.
Oh yeah, it just makes it more fun too. You just enjoy cheering on your teammates. We had team dinners and a Christmas party, and it just makes the season just way more enjoyable when you are with your friends every day at practice. You don't dread going to practice, and you don't dread playing in the game, because you're with your best friends playing the game.
Caton, your coach, Coach Vollmer, had nothing but good things to say about your ability both on the court and your work ethic and your leadership off the court. So what is your relationship like with her, and how has she helped you develop your game over the last few years?
Coach Vollmer is one of the most welcoming people ever. My junior year last year was the first year at the school, and I never really had an awkward moment. I always felt welcome both by my head coach and my assistant coach, and she's very intense, which I like, but also encouraging, and she really studies the game, which makes playing it a lot easier.
And I think, you know, more and more we talk about it in modern sports, the finding the balance. I think the best coaches are the ones that can find the balance of knowing when they need to kind of be your friend, know when they need to be encouraging, and knowing also when they need to, you know, kind of, like you said, be intense and kind of demand that excellence out of you. And it sounds like the way you're describing, she's found that balance.
Definitely. I think it was awesome. I think she's a great coach.
Caton, again, appreciate your time. Last thing I have for you, we still got a couple months before the KBCA All-Star Game, which takes place on June 22nd at Kansas Wesleyan in Salina. But what are early on going to be some of your goals and some of your expectations for this game? Are you going in? Obviously, I'm sure, you know, you don't turn off the competitiveness, so I'm sure you want to win the game. But do you have any specific goals for yourself, both on and off the court, for this?
Well, I hope I can bond with the girls soon. We're only down there one day, so I hope we can learn to play together fast enough in our 3 hours of practice. And I hope to just have fun and make a good memory of it, because not everyone in the state gets to experience this. So I'd really like to soak it in and be thankful to be there.
Great stuff from LeBec County senior girls basketball player Kaitlyn O'Brien, who just got named to the KBCA All-Star team as well as third-team All-State. Kaitlyn, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way, and we can't wait to watch you in the All-Star game in June.
Thank you so much for having me.